Hello, everyone. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. So, I'm Kemal, this is the monologue. It's 1 a.m. I thought it would be relaxing to just have a little show and take off some stress and just play some good music. And maybe talk about some things a little, if I can bring myself to. And I just want to start with a song that I really wanted to share for a while. So, enjoy. I'll talk about it later.
Let
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that. That was When the Children Cry by White Lion. This was a song that I really enjoyed listening to, especially in high school. But wow, that's, you know, 6 years ago now. And it's such a nice song in terms of the subject as well. It talks about just how the world is somewhat destroyed by the people that live in it, and the next generation will have to pay for it. But in a more optimistic way, it's such a nice... it's also interesting because to be concerned about such issues, you first have to be perfectly content with yourself. And when you are content with your own situation, you tend to look for things to change in your life that will make you feel better. And such is one, in a way, maybe making some sort of donation, trying to help some kids have some food. And it's really interesting how we tend to feel not as interested when we have our own problems. Of course, it's probably not the same for everyone, and it may be just me. today I was thinking just about a lot of things, and I felt like it would be nice to maybe just let them out and talk a little bit. But at the same time, I'm not really sure, because at the same time, sometimes it's maybe not as good to just talk about things that you may have just thought that day. But at the same time, these are not things that I've been recently thinking about. It's just... or like, it's not something that I decided to do or say after I've talked to someone, or after something happened. It's just my own thoughts. So I guess that makes it more justifiable for me to share it, because it is not a decision that comes from a sudden change, which makes it more... anyways. Yeah, I was just thinking about how we tend to forget the people that are in our lives when we not talk to them for a long time, which is very interesting, because it happens unconsciously. We just start remembering less and less things about them. We realize how we can go on with our lives without the people in our lives. You know, it could be a friend from high school, it could be maybe your parents. It's actually very interesting with parents, because I personally feel like I will disconnect from my parents for a long time. And that's also because as I spend less time with them, I tend to... and because recently I have maybe made my connection with my parents a little bit more difficult than it is, it makes it so that when I see them again, what I remember is the difficulties rather than the beautiful moments, which makes it difficult to forget or like move on or just change it. Because when you have a big problem with someone, you tend to keep remembering the consequences of it, because that is what has happened recently. And when the consequences are, in a negative way, it tends to ignite itself. It tends to spark more situations that are not as enjoyable, more moments where do not enjoy the time you spend with that person. So it's interesting how a single situation, or maybe like a accumulation of situations, can lead to a dreadlock or deadlock, just where you cannot really get out until there's a long period of time, or maybe some deeper understanding or some epiphany. It's very interesting how we tend to we even make ourselves get away from the people in our lives, and we I don't know, it's just interesting. When I think about the friends that I had in high school and how I tend to not talk to them as much, and whenever I see them, I do realize how much I miss them. It's just like they're not part of my life anymore. And that is also because I, at some period, couldn't talk to them. And after I couldn't talk to them, it just started being that way. It reminds me of a Instagram post that a friend sent to me once. It says, don't leave it to time, you'll be forgotten. Which is very interesting, because I think it directly talks about this. And this is a topic that we usually tend to not realize, because it is very subtle. It just happens slowly, and we just don't think of it as something important, because it's our minds that does it, and that makes it easier to forget. And we slowly start forgetting everything about a certain person, or like our past, or some certain events. And there are a lot of reasons. There could be, you know, because it makes us sad. It could be because we remember a lot of difficulties. It's because maybe we find it difficult to be comfortable. Maybe because of just, you know, maybe something very unimportant. But that unimportant event grows and becomes big. Or it could just simply be not spending time together. And because it happens slowly and we don't realize it, we don't consider it to be something important. But when you think about it in the general situation, and when you physically, when you mentally just become aware of this, how we tend to forget, it just adds a whole different aspect to it. And even as you know that this is something that people unconsciously do, forgetting, it's not something that you can stop. And it's not something you can change. And it's kind of sad that in some situations it is required to maybe not talk to a person. For example, I just don't really find it constructive to talk to my parents at the moment. That could be one example of how it's not possible for me to talk to my parents. And because of that, I will become less and less sad from lacking that connection in my life with time. So it's just, maybe it's not a good thing to put that time. And maybe, but at the same time, it's impossible to avoid it, especially with friends, because as much as we tend to love having more and more friends, it's impossible to spend time with all of them. And it's difficult to just choose among friends. So we just tend to move along with what our body, what our mind says to us. We just continue. Next song. Next song is Coxcomb Red by Ohia. This is, again, one of the songs that I really enjoyed in high school. I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. It may be a little lively for this hour, but, well, we can handle that. Enjoy.
You ready for this?
I'm back in the beat.
I want to introduce Rose's...
And that's the advertisement. Wait, just a second. And that's the difficulty of playing songs from YouTube sometimes. Well, enjoy.
Death. He grew so pale.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Cox Comrade, Ohio. I feel like I didn't like it as much this time. It's just I feel like as I grew up, my taste in music changed a little bit. Maybe this is a little too pale, as the song itself says, next to the other songs that we play. Even the previous song, When the Children Cry, it didn't feel as... maybe it's just my mood, because as we all know, music is all about the mood, and it changes our mood, and it also grows with our mood. And by grow, I just mean that it could mean a lot of things. I guess I'll just leave the meaning to you, as many artists do it, so that you would kind of go crazy over it. oops. But, yeah, the last topic, I think, was... I'm sure, you know, there's so much more to talk about it. And it's such a vague idea to forget someone. But it's an interesting conversation, definitely. And the next one that I wanted to talk about today, just I was thinking about again, like, when do we... forgive, or like, where is the line where we cannot forgive, or can someone not forgive given the situation? And that's very interesting, because if you think about how we tend to forgive in our lives very regularly, a lot of mistakes, not because they're not wrong, but because the people that do it are nice. And, you know, there are a lot of... I was thinking about this because I watched a video from 9gag. And I'm not going to talk about the content of the video. It's just the person was saying that she would forgive him because he was her best friend. And it's very interesting how tolerant people can be, and how our tolerance can change with our emotions, and how it's very... Also, it's very possible to maybe question the forgiveness that the person has given previously. Because once someone says that they have forgiven the other person, does it necessarily mean that they have actually forgiven the other person? Because as we tend to... We want to be nice, and we want to... and being forgiving is an aspect of being a nice person. And a lot of times when people talk, they do say that they forgive, but in reality what they just do is they get away from the person because they are still hurt, which is very interesting. For example, let's think of a very extreme situation. I think that it would be very difficult to forgive someone who maybe has murdered one of your siblings or some relative, because that's such a big part of your life. That person, let's even think about how this person can be, maybe was not themselves. Maybe they were on some drugs or some other kinds of influence. And maybe after they have done it, or maybe after they have been talked to, they have realized how major of a mistake they have done. But that, of course, does not change the mistake they have done. And would would you be able to forgive that person? And I think that's a very difficult question, because this person is essentially a good person, and essentially, who's not a good person? Who would necessarily want to be bad without any influence in their background? I personally believe that every human being is essentially good. And that's very interesting, because that's even a religious kind of view. I mean, I'm not religious at all, but it's just to think that everyone is good is a very interesting topic as well. But I'll just take it for granted right now that I personally think that every individual is essentially good, and if they are maybe affected by their environment or background or maybe some other influences, maybe even religion in case of, you know, terrorists, and I'm not talking about just one religion, there are multiple religions including Christianity that does cause terrorists to happen, let's say. But I just want to talk about how these people are not bad, essentially, but they are just people. They're like us. They probably have emotional connections. They probably have insecurities. They probably have difficulties. They probably are good at something. Maybe they have some little hobby they like to do. Maybe they like to just take a walk at night. It could be someone that you may think is absolutely mad, but they are just as human as anyone else. And how they have changed during their lives is mostly, in my opinion, is an influence of the environment. And I think it's very interesting how people can... I think that's why in movies, especially, we see a lot of psychologists being very interested in criminals, because they are essentially the people who are extremely influenced by such environments. Anyways, I digress. Coming back to the conversation... if a person is essentially good, and if the person is essentially good in your eyes, no matter the opinion of, you know, I personally think that everyone is good, but let's say that in your eyes, this person is a wonderful person and kind and polite and very giving, just a generally nice person, could even be religious and really believe it and be very emotional about it. And this person, let's say that unfortunately, by whatever reason, maybe harmed, really badly harmed one of your relatives, or maybe even went further. And how would you be able to forgive that person? I think that's a very interesting question. And this could be applied to any situation. We could talk about very different cases. And where is the line where a person cannot forgive? Where is the line that where it breaks more than it should? And like, is it possible to fix it? For example, I've read, my friend told me about a Korean, Korean priest, I believe, had his son murdered and adopted the murderer and took him as his son and forgave him. And that is absolutely... incredible, because that takes so much. I don't even know what it takes to be able to do that. It's just an it's just so incredible how the person, because I cannot imagine, I am not knowledgeable about any sort of religion, so I wouldn't know if the religion in Korea has some influence on this, but I would like to think that no matter what, as a person, that person would be undoubtedly devastated to lose their kid and to adopt the murderer as their own is a incredible sign of forgiveness. And I really am curious as to if in our lives, if everyone gets tested with this, and if everyone at some point thinks about this, because it's just such a maybe common situation and such a wide, such a big topic, because it really changes from person to person. And I think this has become one of my favorite questions to ask to people, because in everyone's lives, they have moments where they forgave someone. And maybe as I'm talking about this, maybe someone remembers a moment where they forgave someone, or they have been forgiven by someone else. And I think it's very interesting, because there's a lot of aspects of it. If we think about it, the person who forgives could still suffer, but at the same time, the person who is forgiven may have a feeling of debt that maybe, because of the wrong they have done, they feel indebted to the person, which is very interesting. It's just like, it's kind of sad how we are so driven by our emotions, and how a single act can do so much to set a chain of events that, again, comes from feelings. But anyhow, I don't really... I want to just play another song. I think I'm going to go with this one song that we couldn't play in Plus 90. Every Tuesday night, 9 to 10, I have a show with Tamar Jakeli, and it's called Plus 90. We tend to play international songs. We've been a little out of place, and we've been just having some chill time, but we'll have good time there too. And you're all welcome to attend it, or I guess that's the word, or listen to it. Be our audience, be our guest. And this is the song we couldn't play because we didn't want to play it that night. This is called The Last Goodbye by Jeff Buckley. And Jeff Buckley is an amazing singer. I'm not particularly aware of this song. I have not listened to it previously. And I may have. It's just Tamar told me about it, and I've been meaning to listen to it. So I'll be listening to it for the first time with you, all of you, or I guess if someone is listening to the recording, with you only. But then I would be listening to it in the past. Enjoy. After this advertisement that is 15 seconds long. Yeah. Jeff Buckley, Last Goodbye. Enjoy.
is our last goodbye. I hate to feel the love between us die, but it's over. Just do this and then I'll go. You gave me more to live for, more than you'll ever know.
And that was Last Goodbye by Jeff Buckley. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. Let me think. I feel like I wanted to talk about one more thing, but I forgot. And maybe I'll just play a song to remember. Or to gain some time. This is by Billy Joel. Enjoy. After 5 seconds. And enjoy.
Don't go changing to try and please me. Never let me down before. Mm-hmm. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in time.
never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion, don't change the color of your hair. Have my unspoken passion, although I might not seem to care. I don't want clever conversation, never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. Need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I knew. I promise from the heart. I couldn't love you any better. I love you just the way you are. Oh, baby. I can talk to. I want you just the way you
Welcome back. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. And this is The Monologue with Kamal Desiz. And tonight, we're just chilling. I think I'm just going to play another song. And then maybe I'll just go back to sleep. Because, hey, you know, it's got to be a little natural. You cannot really force it. At least my show doesn't go that way. I would like to think. And I think I am quite happy with how we had a little conversation. Not really going into details, but just like kind of giving a little introduction, I guess. I'm a little distracted. I'm looking at GIFs to replace my logo for the programs on the website. But I also really like the picture that I have right now. So I'll just wish you a good night and play this last song. This is by Gare du Nord. And it's called How Was It For You? When I saw this song, it's just like the title really made me interested. How was it for you? That's just such a interesting question to ask, because it could have so many different contexts, and it's just interesting to think about how was it for you. Have a good night.
Prochaine sortie. Guerre.
Okay, I'm back for one last time. I guess I just wanted to quickly say that maybe, I don't know, I don't think it's interesting. I saw that 17 people clicked on the last show and 22 people actually clicked on the previous one on the website, which is a very large number for me to consider. And it's interesting to imagine even maybe 1/5 of the, like, that amount, 3 people listening to me is a very large number. And I just wanted to say that maybe I tend to talk without thinking sometimes, and that I don't know, if anything makes you sad, I'm sorry, and I hope everyone listening is quite happy with what I talk about. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say. And you may not even hear this part because I did say goodnight before starting the song. So I wish you all a very nice night. I was thinking about something right before I started talking about how I wanted to say sorry. But I guess it wasn't as important. And maybe it's something that I will remember the next time. Thank you for listening. Have a good night, and bye-bye.